Chapter 3. Keepers of the Water. The Spanish midday sun transformed Don Pedro's gilt and lacquer carriage into a jewel gliding through the dusty avenues of Madrid. Don Pedro stared at the sun-drenched palaces, edifices, and cathedrals of the capital city, parading in somber procession past his window. But he did not see them. His mind was still inflamed with fury at Escobar Carnejo's unscrupulous maneuver to separate him from the king. Don Pedro was sure the queen had perceived Carnejo's selfish motives behind the suggestion, but it did not matter. Don Pedro was undoubtedly the prime candidate for the significant mission to the Netherlands, and the queen had clearly expressed her desire that he be the one in charge. Presently, Don Pedro reached his ducal estates on the northern outskirts of Madrid. The carriage turned into a cobblestone drive and passed among stands of well-kept oak trees and manicured gardens redolent with the scent of thyme, lavender, and sage. Guadarrama squirrels and salamanders fled before the flying hooves of the horses. Partridges and royal cuckoo birds circled overhead. The carriage came to a halt before a sprawling palace with a red-tiled roof. Don Pedro stepped down and let his eyes roam over the vistas he loved so deeply, and which he would be leaving behind for an indeterminate length of time.